This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Amit Shah had a hectic election schedule, including four rallies and a roadshow. He addressed the first rally in Maharajganj, where he claimed that BJP will get more than 300 seats in just five phase of elections, and sixth and the second, seventh phase will give the party more than 400 seats. He also addressed rallies in Balia and Robertsganj. Later, he will hold a roadshow in Ghazipur. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a rally in Kushinagar and said that only BJP is capable in safeguarding the borders of the country. He will campaign in Devaria and Gorakhpur districts also. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a rally in Robertsganj. He is also campaigning in Dudhi Assembly constituency, where by-polls will be held in the final phase of elections. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed election rallies in Ludhiana and Patiala in Punjab today. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO successfully flight-tested the Rudram 2nd air-to-surface missile from Sukhoi 30 MKI platform of the Indian Air Force in Odisha today. Defence Ministry said flight test met all the trial objectives. Rudram the 2nd is an indigenously developed solid-propelled air-launched missile system. A number of state-of-the-art indigenous technologies developed by various DRDO laboratories have been incorporated in the missile system. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated DRDO, IAF and industry on the successful test flight of Rudram 2nd. Ministries of External Affairs and Electronics and Information Technology and E-Governance Services India Limited have signed an MOU to provide e-migrate services through CSC in the country. E-migrate project aims to assist mainly the blue-collar workers going to immigration check-required countries by making immigration process online and seamless. SBI's Economic Research Unit's EcoWrap note has said that India's economy is set to grow by 7.4% in the fourth quarter of the current fiscal. The research unit of the public sector bank says that the GDP of the financial year 24 is likely to touch 8%. The report released yesterday is also in line with the RBI's estimates for the fourth quarter. The Delhi government has constituted 200 teams to inspect water wastage in the city in view of the ongoing water problem in the national capital. In an order directed to the Delhi Jal Board CEO today, Minister of Water Atishi said all teams will visit across the city from tomorrow and impose a fine of 2,000 rupees against the violators. Action will be taken against washing cars with pipes, overflowing water tanks and use of domestic water supply for construction or commercial purposes. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions prevailing over northwest and central India are likely to reduce from tomorrow. The weather agency informed that the southwesterly winds are flowing in from Arabian Sea to north central India, which is helping in bringing down the temperature. And that is the end of this news bulletin.